Hey, ladies, Brave Enough is here to remind you that you're not alone and that you have the strength to be brave enough for one more day. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Brave Enough. We're so glad that you are here. Today we are talking about inspiration and what inspires us. So I hope that this podcast conjures up some whole new ideas of this topic for you. I wanted to talk about this today because in a recent, I was at a devotional the other day, and the woman who was leading the devotional was talking about what being inspired and where that source of inspiration came from. And it was really interesting because as she spoke, the first thing that popped into my mind was Marley. Marley's my daughter, and she is my inspiration for everything that I do. However, as the devotional kept going, she brought up that point and she talked about her kids and about how that was what she first thought too, and that her kids were her inspiration. But then she dissected that and she said, but there's more to me than just my kids. So what is my inspiration? And so then I'm sitting there thinking,
Right. Because I honestly went to my son too. I'm like, of course, Brandon, done. Move on. What next? You know? Yes. And
so, but like I said, when she broke that down, that changed this devotional for me altogether. And It started making me ask a lot of questions, which I'm sure if you guys have listened to our podcast, you know, that's kind of how I work. I work in questions and rhetorical questions though. Like there aren't right or wrong answers to these questions, but I found myself trying to think about the fact before I had my daughter, or even now, are there things outside of my daughter that inspire me? I mean, I'm challenged daily to be the woman that I am for my daughter. She inspires me to be wonderfully, perfectly filled with flaws, me, you know, Everything that makes me me. Mm-hmm. And that's because I want her to be the strong, confident woman that I am. So I try to, so that is my inspiration. So like I said, it was really hard for me to sit here and break this down. So I was trying to figure out what my inspiration was outside of my daughter because everything circled back. So I thought about before I had my daughter. And I thought about, well, I had my horses. But again, I was centering it on something other than myself. So what do I, as a woman, as a mother, find inspiration in? And I don't know that I've found the answer yet necessarily, but I think I have in the respect that I find inspiration in the beauty. And so after the devotional was over, we all had a conversation about this. And of course, me being me, I was the first one to speak up and share my mind on it. And I challenged the question, is there anything wrong with my daughter being my inspiration? Can we not have multiple inspirations in our life at one time? Can they not ebb and flow? Is it not okay that when our children are little that they are inspiration, but then as they get older, we find other inspirations? Because I can point to different points in my life when I did have different inspirations. What I have found though, as I've thought about this, is that I find inspiration in the world around me. And what I mean by that is the sounds and the beauty and and I know I've got to say this for Jan, the clouds.
Yay. I love clouds.
But again, it comes back to my daughter. Mm-hmm. I find beauty in those things because I want her to see that beauty and so I find it really interesting that I'm having a hard time centering back. And so I'm really coming to this podcast today with a lot of questions and not a whole lot to talk about, because I feel like it's a topic that we as mothers, either past or present, I don't care, once you have children, they become a very central part of your world. And so my question, I guess, is do we lose our identity in that process? And I know that I've had conversations like that before. Like we joke, I know you've all done it. When you're at an event and you make the comment that, oh, I'm so-and-so's mom. Oh, I'm Marley's mom. Oh, I'm, right. You know, because that's how you start to identify yourself, especially when your kids are still young. And so do we lose ourselves in that? And so that's what this inspiration thing has really challenged me on. Have I lost myself? Can I identify myself outside of my daughter? And for myself, I can confidently say without a doubt, I do. I have lots of things in my life that don't have to do with my daughter. I've got my reading, my writing, this podcast. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things that I do that aren't fully centered on my daughter. However, in the grand scheme of things, I think that they all do still come back to my daughter. The education that I continue to teach myself is so that I can be that much better for my daughter, or so that my daughter can see a woman who is always learning. And so I still come back to the center of this conversation again of but I don't think that means that I've lost my identity, because no. I've got things that I am passionate about, and they're photography. I've been really fortunate in the recent months that I've been able to take that to a new level. And that has very little to do with my daughter. Me having that skill set and me striking out on my own is something for my daughter, but that actual passion behind the lens, learning the tool sets, working with the people who teach me how to get better at that, has nothing to do with my daughter. And so that very right. much is a passion. And that goes back to the beauty that I was talking about a minute ago, because me behind a camera for my entire life, I've always had a camera. I've always taken millions and millions of pictures, and Jan can attest to
yes.
that.
And they're awesome.
My pictures is my way of capturing the beauty in the moment. It's my way of telling a story in a single still shot. And I think that in and of itself is inspiration. So part of my inspiration is being able to tell a story to someone else so that they find inspiration. And so I think this starts to become like a rolling right. ball on a hill, you know? And
exactly.
Identifying, it's hard sometimes.
Right. And for me, sitting at that devotion, I did the same thing. Okay, it's my son. But then if I just envisioned me in a closed room where I didn't have my son, I didn't have my husband, who also I would say inspires me greatly. When all these things are stripped away or pulled away, who am I and why am I the way I am today? And I just go back to, and this is maybe a different way of looking at it, but I go back to my really difficult time, even as a child, and, you know, with my parents and with friends and boyfriends and just the whole not being good enough and all these things, losing my son and year after year after year, all the hardships. And for me, my inspiration comes from those hardships that I can in turn help somebody else or encourage somebody else through this podcast. And I have different avenues. If you check out our website, you can, social media, you'll know all the platforms, the different things that I'm a part of, which that gives me inspiration. When I see a woman's life changed or is hurting and I just give that person a hug, I know that I've made a difference in that life, and that's what inspires me too. But yes, my son had absolute huge portions of inspiration in my life. And I love that. And I don't think that's bad.
Well, and what an interesting concept. Like, I didn't stop to think about it from that direction either, is that the things from our past, the things that do define us, which I was just talking about, our identity and whether mm-hmm. or not we lose our identity in things. And it doesn't just have to be kids. There's all kinds of things we can lose our identity in. But those things are that they are the things that inspire us. And I never stop to think about that. And you're absolutely right that as we walk through life, and that's where, like I said, I started at the beginning saying, can we have multiple inspirations at one time? And I do think that you can.
Right.
And so maybe some of those inspirations are coming because I want to be better than I was before, or I want to do better, or I want to help someone because I had to go through that. And I think that's powerful. And I think that, yeah, your kids still can be very much a center of that, or your spouse. And I don't think inspiration and identity are two different things. And I want to tie those two right. together, but they don't go together.
Right.
And so being a mother, that inspires me. Mm-hmm. That makes me want to do better, makes me want to be not just to my daughter, but to my friends' kids as well. Like, I want to be, and again, it goes back to the life that I live, I want them to emulate. And so I find inspiration in that. And so, like you said, that's kind of, it's a little different, but it's kind of the same thing of what you're saying about the things that happen in our life or what inspire us to be better and great. I think there's also things in front of you that you aspire to get to.
Right.
So you could break this word down in so many different ways and have so many different devotionals on this particular word and what inspiration is. And the definition can be completely different to the person sitting next to you. Mm-hmm. That was why I wanted to bring this as a topic. I had no idea what I was going to talk about on it necessarily, even as I sat down at the mic, to be completely honest with you. But it was, again, it was, and I, as you guys have noticed, words stick with me and I hang on to them. And I like one or two word, you know, little combinations. And this inspiration thing, since that devotional, and it was funny because the devotional itself was probably, you know, it was a shorter devotional. I don't think it was meant to go quite that deep, but of course I had to take it down a path that it didn't go.
Dig a little deeper.
Got to dig a little deeper. I was about to squirrel on you guys for a second because there's a song out there with Dig a Little Deeper, and it's a fantastic song, and my daughter listens to it all the time.
That's too funny.
but like I said, the inspiration, I want you guys, as you're listening to this podcast, to be thinking about the things in your life that inspire you. Is it music? Is it playing video games? Is it your children? Is it your spouse? Is it cooking dinner? Is it, I mean, I could go on and on and on with a list like this, but you know, I think finding those things and identifying those things, what I've discovered, I think those are really important. I think we do them and don't even realize them. Mm-hmm. Like we have them, mm-hmm. but we don't actually put labels on them. But I found since I put labels on them, it's a lot of fun because it starts to create this clear identity of who I am and why I do the things I do. And so like I was using the photography as an example a minute ago, like it brings me immense joy to know that when I started putting labels on that, that the reason I do it is because it brings me a level of joy that I never put a label on before. And like I said, and then if you break it down even more, the finished product could potentially inspire someone, could bring someone happiness, could bring somebody.
Right.
I am a strong believer in the fact that a still photo can tell an entire story as much as a video can, if it's done right, obviously. Right. And so inspiration in a picture. Stop and look at a picture today. Look at a flower today when you're done listening to this podcast. Just find little inspirations that bring you joy, because that inspiration does do just that. It brings you joy and it inspires you to go on and continue to move forward. And I got to do it. It's going to inspire you to be brave enough.
Yes.
For one more day.
Yes. I think the key thing is to slow down and stop to think about it. You know, like stop and smell the roses. You know the roses are there. You know they probably smell amazing. But how often do we actually stop and smell them and really look at them? Look at the little teeny veins in the petals. I mean, there is so much beauty. And that's the same thing within us. There's so much beauty in us. And to come up with a quick definition of inspire and what inspires you is great, but why? Yeah. Stop to answer the question, why does it inspire me so much? And I think this is a great topic. I want you to just really dissect it yourself. Let us know what inspires you and why.
Well, and I think the other thing too that I've discovered is that when you find the thing that inspires you, it inspires you to aspire to something else.
Yes.
And so it just keeps growing. It keeps getting bigger. And when you start being aware of those things, they start becoming, like I said, they build this confidence in you and they build this drive in you. I mean, we've talked about other topics where we've said the same thing, where when you start really, really small, something tiny, but you keep doing it, it gets bigger and bigger. And I think inspiration is the same way. And for me, my inspiration drives me to be the best version of me that I possibly can, you know, and that the person that God intended me to be, to walk the path that he wants me to walk. And like I said, and as you identify those things that inspire you, I think that's just going to continue to grow. And I'm still dissecting this, obviously, and I'm still breaking this all apart. So who knows how I'll talk on this topic a year from now.
Right.
But I just wanted to bring it to you ladies. And I hope that as you're driving in the car, that you are thinking about this and you are going to take that moment. And I guarantee you, if you take that moment, it's going to feel good. And
yes.
You're going to feel really confident in the fact that, again, you're driving towards something, or that you're being the best mother that you can be, or the best spouse. I'm glad that you guys are here. I'm always very excited that you choose to join us and spend a few moments with us each day or each week. I hope that you will join us on social media. Share with us what your inspiration is, whether it's a meme, whether it's a thing you do. I'd love to hear it. Or even just what your definition of inspiration is. I want to, maybe we can dive deeper into this later. I don't know. We are part of a bigger ministry, which is called beencouraged.com. Jan and I have a website which has lots of goodies on it. We mentioned it earlier in the podcast. Go there, subscribe, get on the blogs, get on the prayer request form, join our social media platforms, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't yet, share it with a friend. We are so glad that you're here. Again, I hope you guys are all out there having a fabulously wonderful day. Yay. And I hope that you guys choose to join us again next week. Thank you so much and have a good one.
Bye.